Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's really what I want you. I want you as part of the solution. That's the best way to do it. Get informed. Once you get informed, then go crazy on Twitter, Parler, whatever it is that you're out on, if you would. Spreely, MeWe, Mega. I mean, there's a whole bunch of them out there. And whatever is your fancy, whatever it is, you know, when you're trying to get conversation out there, be with your own people, for instance. You know, that's the other thing, too. I know, I hit the ground running, didn't I? So listen to the Real Side. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can sign up for a weekly newsletter that I don't send out every week. I try. I just don't hit it all the time, people. Or you can go for text alerts. Text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. All right. Look, the exciting news of the day, some of you know, this isn't, and please, I'm not gloating in somebody else's demise, because that's not the right thing to do. No matter how much you dislike somebody, it's not the right thing to do. All right? Gloating, though, in the fact that evil is not winning. And you know the ongoing war or legal battles we've been having with Katie Hill, ex-Congresswoman Katie Hill? Well, a judge awarded another $100,000 against her to the Daily Mail. That's right. This Los Angeles Superior Court Judge Yolanda Orozco now has told Katie Hill and her team that she also owes the legal fees to the Daily Mail. So that's the Daily Mail, Joe Messina, and Jennifer Van Laar for a total of $200,000+. And you know, I look at this and I think about it. When Timmy and I first got the notice that we were involved in this case, we were looking around going, what are we going to do? We don't have the money. We don't have the resources. You know, they're looking for a settlement. They're looking for you to sign that you're guilty, settle off, and go away. And thank God for Tammy. Thank God for her faith as well. I looked at her and I said, you know, you can't let them get away with this. We can't stop doing this. And she agreed. And it wasn't easy. Because if we had lost, there was a lot of money involved here. We didn't do anything wrong. We knew we didn't do anything wrong. And if there's any conservatives out there listening and you're involved in a situation or you're, you know, you're doing the same thing I'm doing, for instance, don't give up. Don't stop doing what you're doing. I mean, you need to make sure you do it the right way, as I did. You make sure you talk to the people, know what's going on. Right? And then you go for it. And we knew she had no case. We knew I didn't do anything wrong. And we believed that God was going to shine a light on that and make us come out on top. And he did. Now, you got to understand that the judge that we had was a very liberal judge, known for her liberal rulings. But she was not happy with this one. I mean, I'm not going to go through it all again. I've been through it a couple times on the show. So the judge awarded $103,625 in attorney fees, $1,100 in court costs to the Daily Mail. Now, the Daily Mail has got the money and time and aggravation to go after this, to go after the money. And Katie's got to have some resources somewhere, or she's going to have to go bankrupt. And the really sick part of this, she never weighed in on the fact that, you know, when her people were beating on me and Jennifer saying, you know, I hope she bankrupts you. Unlike her people, I don't want my people to do this, but unlike her people, unlike myself and Jennifer, we're not hoping, we're not writing, we're not yelling at her saying, I hope you go bankrupt. Although, I got to tell you, I hope it costs her dearly. I hope she gets the message. You don't get to spew whatever you want. You don't get to go spew lies, inaccuracies, non-truths, whatever makes you feel comfortable. Because you're going to run into somebody like me. You're going to run into somebody like Jennifer who's not going to give up, not going to stop. And I'm not going to stop either because she's got a movie coming out. She's put out a book. She's got a nonprofit to teach, this is sick, to teach young women how to take their rightful place in office. No, thank you. No, thank you. I want women, no matter what side of the aisle they're on. Now, some of you stop smiling. I want women and men, the right people for the job. But if you're training up young women, as you would young men, you teach them, you train them to be people of integrity. You train them to do the right thing. You train them to speak honestly and truthfully and stand by their principles. I'm not a big fan of Joe Manchin's, but I got to give him credit right now. He's standing by his principles. He's standing what he believes to be truth. How long? I don't know. But everybody's so afraid of getting hurt. And again, I say thank God for my wife, who was not, the first thing in her mind wasn't, how is this going to hurt us financially? That was not it. We talked about doing the right thing, period. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Really appreciate the time. Yes, that is so true. You got to love my chat room. You should head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots of chat going on there. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You listen to Real Side on CCN Live.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
That's one of my favorites. And I'm not even offended. I'm Italian. I'm of Italian descent. You know, some of you have written me about that. Look, get over yourselves. I know I'm an American. I'm proud to be an American, okay? My family who came here from Italy, they're proud to be Americans. I'm of Italian ancestry, and I'm proud of that heritage, too. Since it's a Pride Month, I'm going to be proud, right? I'm proud of the heritage and ancestry of the Italian people. Do they also have a dark side? Well, of course they do. But if you really dig into the history, and if you're not Italian, you're probably not going to do it. But if you dig into history, you find out what Italians really did in this country, how they helped grow this country. Right? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time
that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being. I don't want this whole hour to be about Katie Hill, but I got to tell you something. It's kind of buzzing on Twitter right now for some reason. And we probably had the second and third greatest, I have to say that because I have family members, an attorney, so Harmy Dillon was my attorney in this. And Katie Hill is just whining to no end that the justice system is broken for victims, right? And she says that her fight continues, and please chip in. You can help us secure and you know, pay my legal fees. She's got money, people. She's got lots of money. So don't fall for it. Right? And it's just amazing. And Harmeet, great response, because it's true. They warned Katie's people that they had no case ahead of time. You know, drop the whole thing down. Let's go away, shake hands, have a nice day. But they wouldn't do it. They were bent on hurting a couple of us. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, and as usual, Katie left out some of the key points of the case and what we told her and her team very, very, very early on. Anyway, again, as I said, I don't want to make the whole show about this, but it is, I won't say it's exciting. It's nice to see that and again, you just go right to the reality. A liberal judge said, no, we're not doing this. This isn't right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. All right, get back at it. California moves forward with reparations in order to create a more equitable future. You know what's funny about this? Do you guys know that California, when it was charted or they came into being as a no-slavery state? Slavery was outlawed in California from day one. So why is the nut job in Sacramento and the people behind it saying that California should be the one doing reparations? Really? Seriously? So Newsom has decided that his state is moving forward with efforts to create a more equitable, inclusive future for all people. We could just make it easy for everybody. Open businesses back up. Get the mask thing gone. Let the kids go back to school. You want to make it more equitable and inclusive? Why don't you do that first? Anyway. So I have a question, though. He says the first meeting of the state task force to study proposals for reparations for African Americans. What about people from Belize? Right? What about, there are dark people from South America to come up here? Then, you know, not all black folk are from Africa. I just don't know if you guys are aware of that. Shows you how ignorant the guy is. Newsom signed a bill last year that approving the task force. It's going to look into paying reparations for slavery. The statute requires the task force to make recommendations for lawmakers to address findings by July 2023. Now, the recommendations are slated to include details on what form of compensation lawmakers should authorize. Who should receive it? This is great, though. Here's the deal. He said, we're bringing together some of the best and brightest minds to chart the path forward. Right? Now, Newsom is facing recall big time, and it's not looking good for him. So he's doing everything he can to drag everybody he can into it. And, you know, this is a really true test of the character of people as a whole. Overwhelming amount of people signed to recall him. Overwhelming amount. And we'll see if people can be bought off. We'll see if people can sit there, whether it's a reparation check or a welfare check or a whatever check in their hand, whether that will sway them not to vote to recall him. Now, Newsom lost about the point of the five-member task force with the four other members appointed by California Senate President Pro Tem Tony Atkins. Here's the problem. Yes, you heard me. Problem. The whole committee are made up of black folks. Oh, Joe, you're such a racist. No, actually, I'm not. You want to talk about equity and inclusiveness? Why wouldn't you have Asians or whites? You realize that the Asians were the first ones here in this state to be taken advantage of as slaves? Look it up. Do you think an all-black panel is willing to make a play for reparations for the Asian group that came in? What do you think? Probably not. California AG Rob Bonita also spoke at the meeting. He said, although the horrors of slavery may have begun in the past, it harms and felt every single day by black Americans in the present. Yes, there has been progress in this country, but it's been all too uneven. And it has not moved fast enough, he said. We must move quickly. How much longer can we wait for justice? I'm sorry. We saw a black slave somewhere that I don't know about? I'm trying to figure it out. And what's reparations going to fix? Going to give you some money for the work that your great-great-great-grandfather might have done? Or grandmother? I mean, seriously. And then, where's Kamala Harris? Because her family owned slaves. Where's she in all of this? Does she get penalized? She's a California resident. How much is she going to pay? Why should I give you a nickel? My family didn't get here until the 40s. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously. I'm not joking. Why should I get penalized for something my family had no part of and would never have part of? California Secretary of State, Shirley Weber, she authored the legislation when she was a state assemblywoman. She called the first meeting bittersweet, coming on the 100th anniversary of the Tulsa Race Massacre, in which a mob of white attackers killed black residents and burned down several blocks of thriving business districts known as Black Wall Street. Terrible. Another blemish on our history. I got it. But don't for a minute. And then what do you do? This is why I say they're disingenuous. They vote in as president somebody who has a history of racism, has a history of using the negative language. And one of the guys who did the most for the black community, they got rid of. You don't want help. There's no way. Joe Basini, your host. This is The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, oh, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
An appeals court has denied a request by a group of landlords to resume evictions that have been on hold for more than a year. In December, the CDC's eviction moratorium was struck down by a U.S. district judge, who then immediately put a hold on the ruling to allow the Biden administration time to appeal. The three-judge panel from the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals denied the landlord's appeal on Wednesday to lift the order on the previous ruling, saying in their decision that an appeal from the Department of Health and Human Services is likely to succeed. And a report shows that police had a tip about the man who detonated a bomb in downtown Nashville on Christmas Day and could have done a better job of following up on that tip. The report, commissioned by Nashville Police Chief John Drake, said that officers received a tip in 2019 about Anthony Quinn Warner making a bomb in an RV in his yard from a friend. The report notes that officers followed protocols in place at the time and says there's no way to know if they could have prevented the bombing. The report does make several recommendations for improving those protocols. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
Like Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROOVE-JOE. 855-732-5562. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the conversation. And I mean that sincerely. Be part of the conversation, okay? I mean, you're not going to get informed. You're not going to get engaged. You're not going to be able to really figure out what's going on if you would. Unless you do become part of it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We were talking about the reparations here in California, about to come down. The state that was founded and made it illegal for slavery from day one in their constitution. And on top of that, when it comes to quote-unquote African-American slavery, the Asian slaves here were used here first. Do your homework. Nah, the left doesn't like to do homework. Anyway, doesn't fit their narrative. But the Secretary of State here in California, Shirley Weber, she was one of the authors of the bill. Now she gets to put together the group and the committee. Committee is all black. So Asians probably won't get a fair shake. Whites sure won't get a fair shake. And that's based on what you're hearing them say already. Right? The moment she said that we're sitting here talking about reparations, we're so ever conscious of the fact that 100 years ago a massacre occurred in Oklahoma. And the massacre was hid for so many years. Well, then shame on the people who hid it. Why did the Californians have to pay for that? Right? And federal legislation was pushed through that would create an exploratory commission on reparations for black Americans. This is great. Let me see. Black reparations, and again, some of you are going to start calling me racist. I don't care because it's not what it's all about. You talk about equity. You talk about diversity. You talk about equality for all. When you look at the cities that are doing the worst in this country for education, for black the black community, it is the Democrats. The Democrats are the ones that keep your little black kids from getting educated properly. Look at the numbers.
Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, go through them all, New York City. Who is getting beat, who is getting hurt the most when it comes to the education? And they don't care. They ask for more money, but they have no plans to fix it. And that's even spilling now over into the Hispanic communities. Because the Democrats are on your side. They just don't want to train your kids. They just don't want to teach your kids properly. Because they might start to figure out, really, who's against them and who's for them. God forbid we have that happen now. Unreal. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. I'm irritated because they've turned this into such a political hot button. Right? Isn't it funny? You can say anything you want about the Hispanic community. They don't get in an uproar like this. But you say anything about the black community, and the Dems go into craziness. But there's many of the black people are starting to figure it out. You look at these black parents that are showing up at school board meetings, talking about the 1619, how racist the 1619 teachings are. Really, it's great. But let me see, so you're going to have every black person? They're going to have to prove they came from slavery? Or they were ancestors from slavery? Or is every black person in the country from slavery? I just want to know how they're going to figure all this out. When they do, who are they going to tag with it? Everybody that lives here now? Like I said, my family didn't get here until the 40s. Why should I be tagged with it? We wouldn't approve of slavery. We wouldn't have had any part of it. And then what about the Asians that were held as slaves? The Irish, the Italian, do they, are they going to get any of this or what? What's the deal? It was only made for one group. See, they're trying to, people, they're trying to start a race war. We know this. Because the stimulus money that went to the Midwest, who was that? I'm sorry, how'd that work out? Oh, that's right, too. Black-owned businesses were the only ones that should apply at first. And if there was any money left over, they might give some to the white-owned businesses. They're going to help the black farmers before the white farmers. That shouldn't start any strife or trouble, huh? They're not fixing it, people. They're making it worse. And it's not because I'm a white guy or the white people are going to be upset now. They're going to see what it's like. No, that's not what it's about at all. You keep talking about equity, equality. You know, the farmers in the Midwest, see, these city folk, they don't get out there. So they don't know. They think that tomatoes, right, they come from the supermarket. They grow right there in a little box you pick them up in all the time. So you think about all that stuff, it's just asinine. They have no clues to what's going on, and yet they're going to teach your kids. They're going to save you. They can't save themselves. Boy, Joe Biden wishing he'd move faster on his packing of the Supreme Court, right? Because of the 9-0 Supreme Court. 9-0. Let that sink in for a second. SCOTUS ruled against the Ninth Circuit. Well, okay, that's not shocking in and of itself, but and it blocks asylum to denied border crossers. So what happened was there was a case brought because the actual judges, the immigration judges, were ruling against some of these asylums because these people weren't, they didn't fit within the guidelines to get asylum. So therefore, they had no right to be here. So the judges were sending, the immigration judges were sending, are set to deport these people. Right? Case was brought against the immigration judges. Goes to the Ninth Circuit Court. The Ninth Circuit Court said, oh, yeah, you can't stop these, you can't deport these people. They're entitled to come here. They're entitled to come into the country. So the Ninth Circuit Court comes, I mean, the SCOTUS, here's the case on Tuesday. I mean, here's the case. And they come down and they say that, listen, and this is 9-0. This wasn't a portion of, this is a 9-0 decision. They said the problem was that federal courts, basic federal courts have a limited role in reviewing immigration judge findings. In other words, the immigration judge findings are pretty much final. The Ninth Circuit Court said, not so much. The Ninth Circuit Court felt that they saw over Oh, they had a right to see over the immigration judge. The Supreme Court said, no, not going to happen, no way. They actually found that the Ninth Circuit Court went out of its way using what it referred to as deemed true or credible rule to provide immigration relief to a few people and more. They ignored the evidence used by an immigration judge to deny them relief. So, in other words, the immigration judge said, look, these people they can't be here. They don't have a right to be here. They don't fall within the guidelines, number one. And number two is we can't even prove who they are. So thank God the Supreme Court grew a spine. They went to the Ninth Circuit Court and said, knock it off. You don't have a right to do this. This is not your jurisdiction. And frankly, the Immigration Court, they've got a big duty in front of them. They have to review these judges have to review these cases, they have to look at all the evidence, and they have to decide whether these asylum seekers really have a right to stay here. Right? In the cases that were presented to SCOTUS, there was serious evidence that the Ninth Circuit Court was ignoring, and they were able to show that. Two asylum seekers in particular, they lied on their applications, and they were not clearly eligible for asylum, based on their circumstances. So why would they allow them in? I wonder. Decide the federal courts only have a limited role in deciding cases already ruled on by an immigration judge. Now, this will prevent a lot of activist judges on the 9th, well, hopefully, from granting asylum to folks who don't deserve it. Now, you know the Democrats are going nuts right now. They're trying to figure out, quick, let's get the list together to pack the court. Right? You know that's what they're going to be doing. That was more good news from a court. Don't you love it? That's true. See, I told you to get smart people in the chat room. If an illegal case has gone before an immigration judge, and the immigration judge has ruled, it's done. It's over. He said they don't belong here. Anybody home? Show us your host. Listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Maybe we'll hear from Kamala Harris when we come back from the break. Don't go far.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah. This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls.
Oh, that we are now. We are back. Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5566. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution, people. How do we do that? Come on. You've been listening to the show long enough to know how to do that. You do that by getting informed, getting engaged, doing something more than nothing. How's that? 855-REAL-JOE. Okay, listen. So, Kamala Harris. Carmel. I don't know. Will somebody find out what her stage name is for me so I can get this right finally? Anyway, totally useless VP. I mean, probably a totally useless legislator of any kind, elected official. Hasn't been down to the border. Right? Been to the ice cream store, though. Been to plenty of other places. Hasn't really done her job at all. And, so anyway, she goes and she's giving her speech. And apparently now, God bless America. You just got to hear it. Okay, I mean, I can't do this thing justice the way I'd like to.
You are electrical engineers
who will soon help convert solar and wind energy into power, convert solar and wind energy into combat power.
Uh-huh. So, she's going to say it in a minute, but turn it into combat power. So, are we going to go into, like, Iraq or Iran when we went into Afghanistan, whatever, and start erecting all these wind turbines or solar fields? Because, you know, the enemy will never figure out how to take them down at all. Seriously.
And just ask any Marine today, would she rather carry 20 pounds of batteries?
Did you check that out? I kind of missed that the first time. Would she rather... So what are the Marines only open to women now? Is that what happened? Did I miss the memo? How come you guys never sent me the information? God bless. Did I miss the memo? I mean, so she... Now everything's going to be a she. You watch. But listen, Camilla, I got news for you. She is not acceptable anymore. How do you know she didn't want to be a they or them? Right? How do you know they're not, what is it, cisgen? Or, I don't even know. How do you know they're not one of the 79 others? You nasty, nasty woman, calling them names like that.
Carry 20 pounds of batteries or a rolled up solar panel. And I am positive she will tell you a solar panel.
See, she will tell you a solar, because we don't care what the guys want to do. They can carry batteries.
And so would he.
I have no clue what I'm talking about. Isn't that funny? Oh, God, she makes me nuts. She has got to have an IQ of about 12. She's not a smart woman. People who know her, people around her, know she's not a smart woman. And actually, just so I don't insult women, she's not a smart person. How's that? This was a woman that nobody wanted as president. They sure as heck don't want her as vice president. But it's the giggle. So we're sure that solar panel will work, right, Carmella? So when you're in the field with 2 and/or 3 days of rain, torrential rain, bad stuff, what are you telling me? No, come on, think about it. What are you telling me? They're going to get, where are they get the power from? Oh, if from the battery they don't want to carry. Some of that equipment, you need the battery. Or batteries. What are you going to recharge? You going to have them bring rechargeables? Hope to God they last long enough? God, these people, and people like her, they've never been in those situations. They've never been in war. And none of that stuff. Again, the ignorance is overwhelming. It's just astounding. Right? 855 Real Show. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the car. She just gotta love her. Gotta love her. Not really, but what the heck. Trying to be nice. Louisiana finally gets a message. Their lawmaker sent the constitutional carry to the governor's desk. In California, I wonder, are you serious? If anybody even said that, they get thrown out of the legislature. Lawmakers passed a constitutional carry legislation on June 1st. It now goes to the desk of Governor John Bel Edwards. He's a Democrat. Louisiana Illuminator reported the legislation, Bill 118. It was sponsored by State Senator Jay Morris, a Republican. It passed by a margin of 27-9. Big number. Now, Louisiana is kind of an odd state, if you would. They have a bunch of Democrats there that are true conservative Democrats. Matter of fact, it's, you know, again, they're good people. Because they really look at the will of the people, what would be right for the people. And the Democrats in that state even put limitations on abortions. No problem. because they looked at it from a reality standpoint, from a real standpoint, and what the people really wanted, and realizing that they were a representative government. Morris responded to Barrow by saying it's a difference between privilege and a right. The right to drive isn't in the Constitution, but the right to keep and bear arms is. On April 23rd, Breitbart News pointed out that Governor Edwards pledged to veto constitutional carry legislation should it reach his desk. 20 states already have it. These states include Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Idaho, many, many, many of these states. Okay? Tennessee is ending a permit to carry. So if it hits his desk, we'll see if they got the two-thirds vote to turn it over. Let's see if he gets to stay in the next election. You know, again, the will of the people. What's the problem? Although they've forgotten all of that. No, come on, let's be honest about it. They have. They've forgotten about it. It's one of the things I keep having to explain to my friends. We are a representative government. Not a dictatorship. So what happens is that I, as an elected official in the state of California, I've got to make sure that my constituents, I'm doing what my constituents want me to do. I'm doing what they're asking to do, or at least fighting for it to happen. If I'm not fighting, they should vote me out. Really. Just get me out of here. Otherwise, you know, support and help. Help make things happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Google Diversity Chief, Thar, whatever, Kamau Bob, was very excited to say that Jews have an insatiable appetite for war and killing. Diversity, Thar. Supposed to make sure that people of different races, religions, backgrounds, what have you, feel comfortable at work. So I'm sure every Jew... Do they have any at Google? Maybe not. I don't know. Isn't this great? They don't even know what their own words mean. Kamau Bob is Google's global head of diversity. Oh, I'm sorry. His full title is the head of diversity, strategy, and research. He's also senior director of the Equity in Computing Research Center at Georgia Tech. He claimed that Jews have an insatiable appetite for war and killing. The post titled, "If I Was a Jew," slams Israel for an alleged insatiable appetite. It goes on to say, if I were a Jew, I would be concerned about my insatiable... Hear what he's saying. I would be concerned about my insatiable appetite for war and killing in defense of myself. Boy, it's easy to talk about... And some of us, you know what I mean by this. Some of you guys have been in the same situation. You talk about how rough and tough you are. You talk about what you would do in certain situations, how you would feel, how you would run into it. You don't know Jack in most cases. And I'm glad I don't know Jack of Twitter. But you don't know Jack. You don't know how you're going to respond to something unless you've trained for it over and over and over again. You know, some of you know I used to be a helicopter pilot. And... You know, some of the guys would talk about how they would respond. And you always knew the guys that were going to respond poorly were the ones that never practiced certain maneuvers because they figured they had it. You know, engine failure in helicopters, big deal. But there's a way to safely put it on the ground. They wouldn't practice it because they knew that they had it. Those are the guys that never came back when they had a problem. Guys like yours truly and others who always practice certain things, certain dangerous maneuvers. When it actually did happen to me one time, I walked away from it. No, I didn't limp away. I didn't have aches and pains. I actually walked away from a hard landing because I practiced it on a regular basis. You know, I mean, again, so this guy here, think of the last comment he makes here. If I were a Jew, I would be concerned about my insatiable appetite for war and killing in defense of myself. Not even cold-blooded out there killing for no reason, but in defending myself. Wonder how he would do it. Hey, Joe Masuda, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, are we there? Are we ready for the revolution? We'll talk about that in the next hour. Be right back.